the Franklin D. Roosevelt Library and Museum in Hyde Park, New York. Mr. Harris, thank you so much for being with me on this very historical day.
It is no problem, and we really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Well, this is a flashing back, the longest-serving president. It just doesn't seem, 72 years since we lost FDR to a cerebral hemorrhage. What is the museum like, William?
Well, the museum, it doesn't feel like that long here because it is on the grounds of his family estate, and the library building itself was designed by President Roosevelt during the late 30s, and we opened 76 years ago on January 30th. But the feel of the place and his office where he worked here at the library, which is exactly the same as it was the day he died, just gives one the sense that he is could be here at any moment. It's really has a special feel.
Now, I would imagine that over the years there have been thousands that have visited the library. And it's Hyde Park. I've been to Hyde Park. It's a beautiful area. Never been to the library. But, again, perhaps we can come up there with my partner one of these days and take a look. How many people do you have go through the library?
Well, we're really fortunate. We have a very high visitorship of around 200,000 people a year for the last 3 years or so, which is up since our major renovation and reopening 3 years ago. And so we're very fortunate here. The Hudson Valley is beautiful, as you know, and we get many tourists who are up in the area and want to see the home of President Roosevelt, which the National Park Service operates right here at the same space. We're with the National Archives. And so we're really fortunate to have a steady stream of people and school groups and school tours, and the place is just alive with activity.
Mr. Harris, what are some of the things? I would imagine that the folks ask you certain things. What are some of the standout things that you see at the library when the people come in?
Oh, well, we host public programs for the general public, often including author talks with noted visitors and speakers and we also do temporary exhibits, changing exhibits, usually 1 to 2 a year. Right now we have one on Japanese internment, and George Takei came and did a program with us. The museum exhibit itself has many things. I could go on and on about what we have. We have President Roosevelt's car, which was hand-driven. We have historical documents such as the original draft of the Day of Infamy speech, and just a host of things in the museum. Childhood articles, his mother kept everything of his in the attic of Springwood, the family home. And we have a great deal about Eleanor Roosevelt, too.
You know, Mr. Harris, one of the things about FDR and the history, you never realized, a lot of people didn't realize the pain that he was always in because of what happened to him as a young man. But you just didn't think that of him.
What's really remarkable, we have three sets of his leg braces here at the library, and we also have a feature in the museum where one can lift a metal bar that approximates the weight, 20 pounds, 30 pound weight of those braces, and it is really remarkable the amount of strength and endurance it took to move and to function in those braces.
And you know, when you think about the war, when you think about all that he did, and as I said, the longest serving president, whether you liked him or not, that wasn't the point. The point was that he was a leader, and he did it all in pain.
It's true, and it's important to remember and this is politics aside, that he led the country through two of its the greatest crises in its history, the Great Depression and World War II, and the toll physically that that took on him. Well, we see that with every president over their four-year span, really, the physical toll it takes on them, and to think he also had to endure a very difficult condition is remarkable.
You know, again, when is the museum open? If folks that are listening to us this morning want to go up to Hyde Park, it's a beautiful, beautiful area. I have never been to the museum, but I've been to Hyde Park. When is a good time to come?
We are open 7 days a week, every day except New Year's, Christmas, and the 4th of, every day except Thanksgiving, New Year's, and Christmas Day, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We also have a great gift shop on site, as well as a cafe seasonally for visitors. So we say, come on anytime you would like. The fall, of course, is beautiful with the leaves up here in the Hudson Valley, but we're open all year long.
Well, you know something? It would be wonderful if Dan, I know that you've talked to my partner, Dan Lavallo, and again, it would be wonderful if we could get up there. This is historic. It certainly is, and we have history as a part of our program from time to time. I am a very strong believer that the young people today in America are not getting enough of our history, so they really know what this country is all about.
Well, we would welcome you at any time over here, and what we find exciting here and see it on a daily basis, especially this time of year, are the school tours and school groups that come through here with kids from 6, 7, 8 years old all the way up through high school and college. And our education director does a great job for the smaller kids with a program based around Fala, the president's dog, to sort of engage the children at that age about what American history and the president's role is in this.
Well, again, I thank you for being with me this morning, and I was talking with Dan earlier, and we're going to follow through on this, and we'll be in touch with you again.
That's wonderful. Do it. And everybody come to the Library Museum to visit. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Absolutely. Okay, coming up to 29 minutes after the hour.